Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we'll feature one song from 1965 and then two songs from 66 through 69. Well, first up, we'll hear from the Four Tops, then the Isley Brothers, Jimmy Ruffin, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Glass Night and the Pips, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Edward Starr, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. Well, first up, the Four Tops and Ask the Lonely. Well, in 1965, Motown Records was focused into national consciousness. The outlook was sunny for a black-owned company. Yet, in 1965, all was not bright. Sam Cooke's tragic murder in a city hotel in December of 1964 foreshadowed the gloom of the following year, a gloomy year of death and dismay that even the joyful noise from Motown couldn't brighten. In fact, in several ways, the company's music seemed to accentuate the year's setbacks. It was only a few days after Malcolm X was gunned down February 21st, 1965, that Junior Walker and the All-Stars hit the charts with Shotgun. A few other major events in 1965 in the United States included President Lyndon Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act into law on August 6, 1965. The Watts riots erupted in Los Angeles 5 days later. The rash of violence and turbulence would wreak havoc in major cities in the United States, and it took a little longer to reach Detroit, but it did hit Detroit in 1967. Well, let's hear the Four Tops with Pass the Lonely right here on Motown Memories.
When you feel that you can make it all remember, no one is big enough to go alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurting pain of losing a love you can never regain. The young and foolish laugh at love and slowly run away, confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way.
Yeah. of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
A world filled with love is a wonderful sight. Being in love is one's heart's delight. But that look of love isn't on my face. That enchanted feeling has been replaced.
As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things. But happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe. The roots of love grow all around, but for me they come a tumbling down. Every day heartaches grow a little stronger. I can't stand
Motown memory from Jimmy Ruffin, a great song, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, that reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. Before that, the first of two songs from 66, that was the Isley Brothers, their signature tune and their only top 40 song on the Motown record label. This Old Heart Is Weak for You, reaching number 12. And we start with the Four Tops, Ask the Lonely, number 24 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature two songs released each year. We started with 1961, and now we're up to the first of two from 1967. Well, coming up, yet another number one song from the Supremes from 1967, Love Is Here, and Now You're Gone. This song was written by the great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland, and produced by Brian and Lamont, and was released on March 11, 1967. Well, unfortunately, in early 1967, a search was implemented for a possible replacement for Flo Ballin, as she was not having a very good time with the Supremes, and she had a lot of tension with Diana. Well, Diana recalled that Cindy Birdsong, a member of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, bore some resemblance to Flo, and Cindy was brought into Detroit from her native Camden, New Jersey, to audition. Well, just 3 weeks after Love Is Here and Now You're Gone fell off the charts, Birdsong was given 36 hours notice that she was to appear on stage with the Supremes for the first time in a benefit in Los Angeles. Flo was still a Supreme, and she continued to appear with the group, but her days were numbered, and the problems were not solved, and an unhappy ending was just around the corner. But here she is, featured in the song, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, right here on Motown Memories.
closed the door to your heart and you turned the key, locked your love away from me.
Love is here, and oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you, and oh my darling, now you're gone. You said love and you would make life beautiful with these passing days, but soon as love came into my heart, you
stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love is.
Only cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
1967.
Something deep inside of me keeps me moving aimlessly. I've always been, I'll always be alone.
we've come to the end of our road.
Number 15 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. Before that, Stevie Wonder's Traveling Man, number 32 from 67. And we started with another number 1 from 67 from the Supremes, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We started the hour with two songs from 61, and now we've gone all the way up through 1968 with the first song. The second song coming up is a great song by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Does Your Mama Know About Me? Well, Bobby Taylor started at Motown already as a working singer, arranger, and talent scout, whose pre-Detroit career alone fills several branches of the Rocks family tree. His next-door neighbor in Washington, D.C. was a fellow by the name of Marvin Gaye. Bobby recalled at the time that, quote, "None of us knew we were going to go into the music business. I wanted to be a baseball player, and I was a good one, too." Well, what's really interesting about this group, the guitar player was a fellow by the name of Tommy Chong, later the famous team of Cheech and Chong, but he started his career playing guitar with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers arrived in Detroit during the July 1967 riots. Less than 4 months later, they were recording Does Your Mama Know About Me? Ironically, the Vancouver song was based not on a black man dating a white woman, but on the relationship between Chinese-Canadian Chong and his African-American wife, Maxine. Here are Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers right here on Motown Memories.
Oh, accept me as a man. And what about you, Dad? Did you think of what he'll say? Will he be understanding? Or does he think the usual way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door. Accept the burdens I know will surely come your way. Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door. Oh,
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
1969.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Building on
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. That was Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By, and they reached number 30 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, Edward Starr's classic 25 Miles, number 6 also from 69. And we started with Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers, Does Your Mama Know About Me, number 29 from 1968. Well, this hour of Motown Memories now comes to a close. We featured two songs released each year from 1961 through 1969. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.